The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's Community Radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's supposed to rain. It is supposed to rain.
All day.
And by the time you're listening to this, it has already happened. It has rained. We need the rain.
We do.
Yep. We have had some really great weather. And now we just need the rain.
All right. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay.
Are you ready?
No, but I'm right. Almost there. I'm coming.
Here
I'm coming.
Go.
Here we go.
And then.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its host, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, or the producers, or sponsors.
Amen.
Hey, I have been practicing doing an opera.
Well, you are on your way.
Because you asked me to do that, so I'm thinking. I've been practicing.
Did you have to do several voices and lay them over one another, or did
nope.
you just do it by
nope.
itself?
It just did it by itself.
Isn't that crazy?
It's lovely.
My gosh. So, I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And I'm Lynn.
Again.
Together we are
Stuff.
And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 WTBR 89.7 FM. And did we go live or what?
We certainly did.
We went live at the Common on South Street at the Farmers Market in Pittsfield. And we were with, Matt was there, thank heavens.
He saved us a couple times.
To guide us. And we had a great time. It was a beautiful day.
Can't say how the audience liked it, but, you know.
Well, many of the passersby liked it, and we had a musician.
Yes, we did.
We had Andy Kelly?
I don't know his name, but it was very good.
Yeah, he just popped right over and just started singing. And you know, Andy, if you're listening, you know what I noticed, and I do it too. When you forget the words, you just kind of and he just smiled and went right along. Nobody knew the difference.
Nope.
And it was great. You know what I wondered? When I was leaving, I think it was over at 12.
It was close.
It was the sign.
Yeah.
There were people coming to set up tables. And I didn't know if maybe there was another event happening.
No, they probably just gave us that amount of time, and that was all the time we had.
But people were coming from the parking lot with their goods.
Yeah, I know, but they were taking our place.
To set up for the farmer's market.
Yeah.
With their stuff.
Yeah.
I thought the farmer's market ended at 12.
No.
Oh, okay.
We did.
We ended. Oh, that's a sad. That's sad. Yes, we ended at 12. I love farmer's markets.
It was so much fun.
I wish there were 3 times, 5 times, 10 times as many people. That whole common, wouldn't that be cool?
It was just so wonderful to look at people's faces once they realized what was happening and going on, and they had to talk to us, and they just...
Yes.
One woman didn't want to stop.
Yes. Oh, me?
No. Well, yeah, okay. She was a lovely lady, but she was... I couldn't hear everything she was saying, but she was going.
She was going. We were hearing it all. And we met some really great little doggies.
Oh, some beautiful doggies.
And we had some peanut butter fudge.
Yep, which was excellent for Crab Apple Farm.
Oh, that was so good.
That was very good.
I still have a small square of it in my refrigerator.
How?
Well, for those special times when I'm laying in bed and I'm thinking, oh, gosh, I want something.
Mine was gone before we went on the air.
Did you share some with Greg?
No. Okay. No.
And her husbands were there, and my favorite sister, Patty, yep, was there. She actually sat with us.
Hi, Patty.
And my daughter-in-law came by, It was pretty cool. And Greg sat there the whole time and enjoyed it. Yep. Mark was there.
Yep.
It was just like hometown.
I remember the guy that walked by with the kerchief on, and you said, "Hey there, sir, you look real cool with that." And he just kind of lanced it over his shoulder and kept going, almost picking up speed.
Yeah. You've seen those shows where they have the man on the street.
Yep.
And the man on the street tries to talk to people. Sometimes it's not successful.
Well, the ones where they ask the questions, like in history and stuff, and the girls or the students are going, oh.
I know. They don't know.
No.
Have you ever seen the man who goes out on the street and he'll stop someone and he'll say, I'd like to ask you a question. Do you think that the evidence of the monstrosity of the Soviet Union can be something that platicates through the inner circles of all things in time going on in the seriousness of time now? And the person just stares at him and then sometimes they answer the question.
I would say, yes, of course. Yes. By all means. And how can we doubt it?
No. I don't know what that show was called. I don't know who he is. Maybe that one was called Man on the Street. I don't know.
But
I don't
Kimmel
know if it was
does that a lot, I think.
Oh, I think that's... And the guy who does it is so good.
Oh, Leno has done it, too.
Leno has done it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like those.
Very good.
All right. So, you have any celebrations?
I do have some holidays to share with you once I figure out where we're going to be. So, hopefully, today is the 13th of June. If it's not...
It's not a Friday.
Apologize.
Yeah.
We're sorry. Sometimes it doesn't just work. It just doesn't work out that way. We're taking some vacations coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We're doubling
mm-hmm.
up on shows. Mm-hmm. So if it's out of order, just it's okay.
It's all right.
Just
don't worry
and
about
relax,
it.
And you can do this on the 13th.
You can skip it.
Next year. The 13th is Sewing Machine Day.
Ooh, I like that.
I had a client who had, I think, 20 sewing machines. She was an amazing seamstress.
Were they all working?
I believe they were mostly all working. A lot of them were the older kind. She just loved sewing machines, and she loved sewing, and she's really good at it.
I have 2 electric and 1 pedal pusher.
So you do sew?
Yeah.
There's a place in Adams, and I think it's the old stone mill that used to be the Waverly.
Yep.
That's an incredible place. We may have talked about it before. You can bring things like sewing machines, and they fix them, and they send them off to countries that need things like that for women to be able to have jobs and earn money.
Well, my daughter would kill me if I gave it away.
Well, don't give it away. Is it something that's been passed down through the years?
Yeah. Well, actually, now I think about it, I've got another one that's a pedal pusher. Oh, my God. I got 4 of them.
You know you can make furniture out of those.
Yeah, well, this one is a part of a desk.
It is.
Yep.
Ah, they're so cool.
This woman she's just a wonderful, wonderful woman, gave it to me when she was cleaning out her house. It belonged to her mother.
I bet her mother had really strong calves.
She'd have to.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you pushing or sliding?
No, you're kind of bending your foot back
bending
and forth.
Bending your foot. So good ankles.
Yeah.
Good.
It's not that bad.
It's a lot of work.
Not really.
And if you want to go fast.
Dang it. Yeah.
So the 14th is Bourbon Day. The 15th is Nature Photography Day. The 16th is Blooms Day. The 17th is World Juggling Day. And it's also Eat Your Vegetables Day. We'll go on to the 18th, International Picnic Day, and the 18th is also International Panic Day.
Really? Picnic Panic.
So, picnic panic.
Don't panic. We're having a picnic.
Uh-huh. And then we'll go to the 19th, which is Sauntering Day, which reminds me of one of my favorite animals, the sloth. Don't ask me why.
I think that's cute because I can see the sloth sauntering up the tree.
Yeah, just doesn't care. Doesn't care if anybody's behind him. Doesn't care. Go around.
There's so much about the sloth you don't know that is so interesting.
Is it something that would upset me? Is it scary?
They don't
is
go
it,
to the bathroom often.
Is that right?
As well, far as I know, they save it up and then all of a sudden they have to go.
Is that right?
I think.
How did you learn that?
I watched it on TV.
Oh.
It's not my TV.
You don't know
have
how
a TV.
Often they go.
No, I thought it said once or twice a year, and I don't think that can be right. That's not possible. I don't know.
The 21st. What did I get to? The 19th. Oh, the 21st is going to be beyond, but it's Daylight Appreciation Day. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have some maybe difficult true or false, and two are true and one is false, and I wrote these specifically for the guys because the ones that we usually do can fit anybody, and they're usually, you know, whatever. These are for, if you're a guy, this is about war. Number one. More Americans died in the Civil War than in any other war in U.S. history. Number two, in which ocean did the 1982 Falklands War take place? And number three, the Battle of Hill 60 took place in which century? The 19th? True or false?
Oh.
In which ocean did the 1982 Falklands War take place? Could have been, what, the Pacific, the Atlantic, the Indian, what's the other one? Arctic? Who knows?
So these aren't true or false, really.
I guess I must have messed up.
So these are, we have to tell you if the 19th century is correct for the
Battle of Hill 60.
Of Hill 60. Oh, yes, that's true or false, because yep. You're saying 19th century.
Right. And most Americans died in Civil War, true or false?
True or false. And then the ocean 1982, Falklands.
Was in the Pacific or the Atlantic?
That's a choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. This makes it challenging.
No.
Right?
All right, let me rephrase that.
Okay.
More Americans died in the Civil War, true or false? The ocean the 1982 Falklands War took place was in the Atlantic. The Battle of Hill 60 took place in the 19th century.
Got it.
Now they're true or false.
Now they're true or false.
If you can remember all that.
I can't, and I don't want to. Don't want to.
I have lots of questions for you, but they're rhetorical.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. This will be fun.
Just to make you think.
So I have more stuff about what we talked about last time, which was, I went to this website called CIIB.org.
It stands for?
CIIB. I don't know.
Well, what's that good? Okay.
How to be funny.
Oh.
That's where you go to learn how to be funny. I don't know what CIIB. B.org means because I didn't pay attention to read it. I just wanted to make sure that I wanted everyone to know that I found this somewhere. I did not make it up in my little pea frizzy head.
Okie doke. Okie doke.
Watch comedy shows.
Oh, I love to watch them.
So there is nothing like feeling down and turning on, and I have to say, old comedy shows. Now, some of you out there might think old comedy shows. Oh, yeah, 2006. No, I'm talking about 1950, 1960, 70s.
Carol Burnett.
All those goofy,
Lucy,
all those goofy shows. It improves your sense of humor. Also, it says here to watch stand-up comedians, read books with humor, or listen to podcasts that make you laugh. There are a lot of funny people out there, like Kevin Hart or Trevor Noah.
If you've ever heard of Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson.
He is hysterical.
I will look him up.
I love him.
I will look him up.
Okay. I just have some rhetorical questions that I thought were kind of interesting. Like, for instance, is it right to do nothing at times and just feel happy about it?
Is it to do nothing and just feel happy about doing nothing?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Do you ever feel guilty when you're doing nothing and thinking, oh, I got to get this done, I got to get that done?
Every minute of every day.
So then you don't think it's right to do nothing and just feel happy?
I think I can do nothing and just feel happy if I allow myself to do nothing.
And then feel guilty afterwards?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. How about you?
Oh, all the time.
All the time?
All the time.
You are alone and doing nothing and being happy?
No, I mean, I'm with you. I feel guilty about doing nothing, and nothing gets done. It's not productive. And then when I have to do something, I have to work double hard because I didn't do it for so long.
And then you do it and do it and do it, and you can't wait to be done so you can do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you're done, you think
something
of other
else that needs to be done.
It's like being on a treadmill.
Does that make you funny?
Me?
No. What we just said.
Does it make
would
me
that,
funny?
Would that make you funny?
That would make me crazy.
Don't you have to be crazy to be funny?
I think so. I think there's a little bit of you that has to be.
Okay.
You have to disconnect.
All right.
Yeah. Studying funny people, watching stand-up, following the jokes is a good place to start.
Right.
Make sure they're jokes that are your taste.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everyone has different tastes. Therefore, take time to experiment, and you will find something of your liking. Immersing yourself in hilarity is a great way to make yourself more funny. There are times when I will see or hear funny on, like I listen to pure comedy in my car sometimes, or I watch something that gets me hysterically laughing,
mm-hmm,
is medicine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That really, really gets under my skin, where I just cannot believe how it was presented.
How clever.
The technique.
Yeah.
And it's funny, and I just lose my mind.
In an aircraft, which armrest is yours if you sit in the middle?
Yeah, that's tough. Do you even get one?
Or a movie theater or anything like that. I know, because you're playing with your elbows and...
And they're not wide enough
in an airplane to accommodate
two people.
There is no room in those things.
No.
Sardine cans that fly.
It's so hard to get in an airplane.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
A spoon made of gold can be called silverware, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't you think your first birthday is actually your second one? Like the first one happened the day you were born?
Birth.
Yeah.
That's your birth.
Day of birth.
Day.
Yeah.
That's number one.
This one I like. Buying and eating a half chicken means that you have secretly shared a meal with a stranger.
Maybe at the next table.
Ooh.
Right?
And
then you
compare.
You compare. You look over at that chicken. And you look at your half and you think to yourself, that one's got a bigger leg than mine's got. Why did that person get such a good wing? I don't know.
It maybe looks they like were cousins.
Mine wasn't really cut right. He got more of the breast than I did.
I don't think people normally do that.
I don't ever eat half a chicken.
That's a lot of chicken.
It sounds gluttonous to me. I'm not insulting anyone.
Oh, of course not.
I shouldn't say that. I didn't mean it that way. For me,
right.
It seems like, unless it's a little tiny chicken, which is sad.
Don't go there.
I know.
All right. Why doesn't McDonald's sell hot dogs?
Interesting question. Did they ever try?
I don't know. I mean,
it'd be easy.
Food,
it would be easy, wouldn't you think?
You would think so?
And people like hot dogs.
Yeah. I know. They're weird. But anyway, everybody eats them almost.
Yeah, they never went down the hot dog road.
No, it's always been the hamburger.
So, hey, we have our wonderful fans out there. Thank you for coming to see us, and thank you for your emails. Our email is
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Hey, would you look up, did McDonald's ever try to sell hot dogs?
And why did they stop if they did?
And let us know, and we will put your findings on the air.
Yep.
And use your first name and last name if you choose.
Or not.
Or not at all. I'd like to know.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
Inquiring minds want to know.
There you go.
Learn some jokes.
That's hard to do.
For starters, you can research and look for jokes, gags, hilarious pictures, etc. The internet is very rich with things that can make people laugh. After you learn those jokes, try them out on your friends. Oh, my gosh. They're going to... Really? That's if they're good friends, trust
they'll
what
like,
they say.
Yeah, yeah.
Or on any occasion, if you choose to, learn a few different types of jokes, because that works at the bar and might be, learn a few different types of jokes because what works at the bar might be inappropriate at a family
right.
get-together.
Right, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
And pay attention to the person who's, if you learn the joke, watch the person telling the joke, the comedian, the stand-up, whoever they are.
Uh-huh.
Watch their, how they
gesture
present it.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Where
yeah.
they pause.
Yeah.
You know, that's all important. I heard jokes on that radio station, and I thought, well, that's just so not funny. And then I realized the joke was funny. It was the presentation.
Presentation.
They lost it. Lost it.
Well, how's this presentation?
Hmm?
If the grass is greener on the other side, what happens when you get to the other side? Does the saying still apply?
I love these. I love
would
these.
Would you see the other side is greener still and go back? Or what would you do?
And you'd have to keep going back and forth
there
and back and forth.
Go.
Where did you find these?
I ain't telling. No, just everywhere on the internet. They're everywhere. Just look up one-liners.
One-liners? That's it?
Yeah.
Sounds like my joke stuff. Speaking of joke, oh, not a joke. Maybe I shouldn't talk about it. All right, we'll skip it.
Oh, now you got us yeah. interested.
Oh, I'm just riding this horse that my trainer even said, my teacher even said, it's like riding a dinosaur. He's just not cooperative, and he's
slow. Oh, I thought it was because he was big.
He's big, and he's older, and he just wants to hang around with his buddies.
Aww.
And he doesn't do what I tell him to do, and then I think I'm doing it wrong. And
what if you neigh at him?
Oh, no, neighing, no.
Maybe he thinks you're be a neighbor.
Maybe. I don't know why I thought of that. It's kind of like riding Eeyore.
Oh, poor
it
Eeyore.
Is.
He
picture
gets
Eeyore.
A bad name.
Picture Eeyore. Put
I have,
a saddle on
I have a
Eeyore.
Couple.
And then get on Eeyore. What do you think's going to happen?
He'd fall down. His stomach would be on the ground before you were.
Yeah, you just kind of plod along. Mm-hmm. And then when you get him to go, they just decide, no, don't want to go anymore and just stop. Just, it's my life. And that's the way I want it.
And I'm just going to let her go. See how long she can live on that.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, spend time with funny people.
Yes, yes,
and then
above
just,
all.
Just be enveloped. It'll rub off on you.
If it gets to be too funny, you can...
Leave.
Laugh.
Yeah,
all right.
Just
all right.
Observe. Normally, you take on the qualities of your inner circle.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, I've known people like that, and I've watched that happen. I have. I've seen that happen.
It's like mobbing.
Where someone has been in a group of people, and all of a sudden I notice that person is beginning to act like that, good or bad.
Yep. Yep.
And
then when they leave, they don't know where they are.
Maybe they're lost.
Could be.
So
I became somebody else.
So just recognize funny situations and spend time with those funny, funny people.
In saying forward or back, notice your lips move in simpler directions.
Forward, backward, back, back.
Forward, back.
Forward, back. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're
forward,
yep.
Back.
Yep.
I wonder if that was planned. I'm going to have to check it in my Bible. Is that a plan? Did you think of that?
If all gifts are free, what's the meaning of a free gift?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do funny people laugh at their own jokes?
Yeah.
I just thought of that.
That's good. We do. But now, how many times have we seen that all over the place? Free gift. Come to our brunch and hear about our electric company and you will get a free gift.
Isn't a gift free anyway?
Yeah. Come to the class reunion and everyone will get a free gift.
Huh.
What's the definition of a conundrum? Mary, I know you're thinking about it.
I'm scratching my head.
Mary's yelling it out.
I'm confused.
Lynn,
I don't know. I can think of it, but I can't. Okay.
That's a conundrum.
Yeah.
Am I saying it right? Conundrum?
Pretty much.
All right. Be yourself.
Oh, I would debate that, but go ahead.
Be yourself. You're funny like you, like Bev.
Mm.
I'm funny like me.
Mm-hmm.
We are ourselves,
mm-hmm.
but together mm-hmm. we are
stuff. Now, how did that happen?
The public will find you kind of funny if you are yourself. It is much easier to get people chuckling if you're calm and confident. Be proficient at expressing things in your voice, because just seeing and pointing the humorous stuff side of circumstances without exaggerating and acting silly will make people think of you as funny.
There you go.
And that is so true. Mm-hmm. Don't try to be mm-hmm. funny.
No, because that'll fail.
No, be funny in your own way. And I've had people that I know that try to be funny, and then when they're not trying, they're hysterically funny.
I know.
And I'm blown away.
It's a natural instinct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Is it possible to daydream at night?
Daydream at night. I guess if you have a night dream that takes place during the day.
No.
In the dream, it's daytime. So are you daydreaming at night? You're thinking if it's nighttime and you're in the living room and you're sitting there and you're daydreaming, is that possible because it's nighttime?
Are eyebrows considered facial hair?
No.
Why not?
They're on your brow.
But it's still your face.
It is your face. Oh, my mind's starting to think of some. Yeah.
Can a short person talk down to a tall person?
Yes. Yes. Oh, man. I'm thinking of things.
I can see.
Yeah. I almost can't talk because my head is thinking of things, because I do think of things like that from time to time.
Is the sky is the limit? What is space over the limit?
Repeat that.
If the sky is the limit, then what is space over the limit?
Oh. My head hurts. I'm going to need something. I'm looking around here for any bottle of pills, anything. Yeah.
Why are there no B batteries?
Did you just think of that? What?
You've got AAA, you've got AA, you've got single A, CD. But I've never seen a B battery.
That's such a good question. It's a good question. It's kind of like grades in school. A, B, C, D, F. Why can't you get an E? You can get an A, you can get a B, you can get a C, you can get a D. But if you're really, really failing, you get an F. What happened to the E? Think about it during the break.
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Vessel sends shockwaves around the world.
Okay, all righty, let's play some tunes.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal. Opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at Greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's evcohypnosis.com.
Here we go again. Excellent!
I demand more!
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
I want to have that voice.
I know.
God. I know.
There's a girl that I've seen on YouTube that can do all kinds of AI voices like Alexa, Siri. She can, and it's just amazing. Well, how anybody? Rich Little, he could change his voice. I don't even know if Rich Little knew who he sounded, if he really had his own voice, because Rich Little could do all the actors, all the movie stars.
Rich Little. Oh, I didn't.
Yeah,
really?
Remember Rich Little?
He would. Oh, I remember him. Nobody liked him because he was so mean.
I didn't know that. He just would do all the voices. He could do anybody.
There are other
people now, because Rich Little has passed, that are amazing. What's the word? Amazing, you know, people that can...
Do that stuff.
I want to say ventriloquist. I know that's not right.
Why do fat chance and slim chance mean the same thing?
Fat chance, slim chance. Yeah.
And what I've always wanted to know, how to keep off the grass signs get there. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't. Because, yeah. Once you put it in, you can't move. You have to stay right there.
Yeah.
But you're still on the grass.
But you can't get on the grass to put it there in the first place.
You can't. Oh, my goodness. So we're talking about being funny.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And this is the second half of our show.
That's true. We need
to see if you can figure out what is true, what is false. And here you go.
Number one, more Americans died in the Civil War than in any other war in U.S. history. True or false? Number two, the ocean of the 1982 Falklands War is the Atlantic. True or false? The Battle of Hill 60 took place in the 19th century. True or false?
All right. You heard it here. WTBR, 89.7 FM. Lynn and Bev, and we are
Stuff.
Practice, practice, practice. When you're at a social gathering, try making a few jokes. Don't overwhelm yourself. Don't think that, if I'm not successful, I'm not going to do this anymore.
See, now, I could never do that. Trying to remember jokes to tell people, I could not do that. If it's not off the top of my head, I
get that. Most of it's off the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Okay. I used to carry around a card long, long ago in my pocket at work.
Yeah?
That had the titles of a whole bunch of jokes. So when people came into where I worked, Friendly's, I could just pull it out and peek at it and just have that little clue that, oh, yeah. And then I could just tell the whole joke. But you want to try maybe one joke. It may not go well at first, but try doing it. You are refining your skills. You have to be willing to take the risk of exposing yourself to an audience that may not get your joke. And then you just kind of say, oh, hey, guys, just practicing here.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, cut me some slack.
If a mime is arrested, do they tell him he has a right to talk?
Yeah.
She's getting these funny looks on her face.
Because I think these are so good, and they make me think.
If the number two
which
pencil...
Which is really, really hard.
If the number two pencil is the most popular, why is it number two?
Yeah, I never really understood the number one, number two pencils.
No.
The number... Is there a three, four, and a five?
I don't know.
I think there's a three. Isn't the three the softest?
The place where they made those pencils, I used to live by.
Really?
Ticonderoga, New York.
Did you ever go inside?
No.
Ticonderoga. Yep. Was that word on our pencils?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
So the one pencil was the one that was the very fine, harder...
Could have been.
...kind that I... And then they get softer mm-hmm. as you move along.
Because
I can remember being a kid writing with the pencil, and it was more of a wide line.
Okay.
Do we care?
Not really.
Okay. Each shot at being funny may not always be successful, but as you practice, you will become an expert in the delivery and the timing of your joke. When a joke has flopped, which is bound to happen
once
in a while, learn just to move on to the next.
Like we did with the true or false questions.
Yes. You just move on.
You just
don't worry about it.
Yep.
Just hang it up.
This is a good one. This one is really a good one. If you replace... Oh, I didn't add the whole darn thing. But anyway, if you replace W with a T in what, where, and when... You answer each one. She had to write them down.
I did. I'm a visual person. What becomes then? Where becomes there? What becomes that.
Right.
That's creepy.
I like that one.
Have you ever heard that before?
No.
I've never heard that before.
I'm going to use that a lot.
That's really, I wonder, I don't believe that was intentional. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't. I think that just happened.
Can you cry underwater? So it says,
Because I'm thinking, yeah, you can, like, act like you're crying, but yeah, the tears would just float away.
Would they?
Yeah. Wouldn't they?
I don't know. I never tried it.
I think they would fly away. I don't think, I would choke if I cried underwater, because I'm one of those. Okay. Practice on a buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Special time with a friend that laughs at your jokes. He or she helps in accountability as well as honoring your humor skills.
And then you can tell if they really are laughing or they're pretending.
Yes. And a good friend will say,
that's not the
sorry.
That doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And don't get offended. They're being honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't
mm-hmm.
want you to go out and do this and not be successful. And then, you know, who knows, you're going to be embarrassed, never try it again.
Yeah.
But
it's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a time limit on fortune cookie predictions?
What?
I mean, if it says you're going to win the lottery, does that kind of carry on for the rest of your life?
Yeah, there's no expiration date in there.
Oh, okay.
So you could think, I think it goes on forever. I cannot stand those.
I know.
Do you eat them?
Yes,
or
I
just
do.
Break them open?
No, I eat them. Yeah.
I eat them sometimes. But then the lottery number's on the back.
True.
That you're supposed to try.
True.
And I think there's also a word, maybe translation on the back of some
okay.
of them.
Why don't the hairs on your arms get split ends? You see, these are not really good questions for a show like this because they just make you go, and you don't really interact.
Yeah, but we do. We do because they're when I hear things, I make a visual in my head. So I'm picturing my mm-hmm. arms.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have a lot more hair. and if they had a split end. So I know in school, when I had very long hair, if I saw a hair with a split end, I can't believe I couldn't see that close, I'd grab it and I'd pull it until one piece broke off. So I'd make it so that this I'd pull the split, then one piece would come off, and then the other piece would be left. Of course, now I've got a very thin piece of hair on my head because I pulled the split. What if you did that with your... Can you do that with your... Hey, wait a minute... You wouldn't be able to do that with your own arms because you'll only have one hand to do it with.
There you go.
Oh.
How do you handcuff a one-armed man?
No, you can't. No. I wonder if that's ever happened.
Why can't you just put the handcuff around one hand and tie it to a table or something?
Yeah. Or the car handle.
Yeah, that one doesn't work as well.
No.
Okay.
So...
Have you never seen a billboard being put up on the highway? Have you ever really seen them do that? Or are they just there?
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen that.
When do they do it then?
In the dark of night. But that would be stupid. We were up there in the dark.
Yeah.
This is a good question. This is something I've thought of too. So if you drive... Holmes Road, like you're going to Lenox.
Yeah.
And you get to Chapman Street. It's Chapman's Corners, which turns into East Street to Lenox.
Okay.
It's a left-hand turn when you're almost to the end of Holmes Road going out to Lenox.
Okay.
Turn onto Chapman and then wait for it. Wait for it. And the road becomes like butter. You feel like you're flying. You just drive along where they've done the road, and it's as smooth as glass all the way to when it becomes East Street, and it's still smooth as glass.
I'm going to have to try this out.
It's amazing to me. So here's my point. When did they do that? I travel down there all the time. I don't remember seeing all the construction people. I don't remember seeing the road painters. I don't remember seeing anything being done. But then, all of a sudden, it's done. Bing! But it's not where the bridge is. It's a long period of time. And you have to turn off your radio, and no one in the car can talk. And you just have to wait for it. And then it's just like you're flying. It's crazy.
You're going to have to map that out for me.
I will.
Okay, because I can't imagine it.
I will.
Just
absolutely will.
Okay.
I will draw a little map for you.
Thank you.
You and Greg take a little ride.
Okay.
Okay.
If you blew a bubble in space, would it pop?
I don't know. Could you blow one?
Well, what if you already had the bubble and then you walked out in space with it?
I think it would shrivel, don't you? Just go.
I don't know if you could get it through your faceplate. If you get scared half to death twice, do you die?
Those are things that someone who wants to be funny could use, little one-liners like that.
Yeah, you don't have to answer it. You don't have to remember a lot.
You just say it. So here's a good one. This is an important one. Really? Yes, this is an important one, the one that I'm going to do in just a moment, if I find it. It's
how come only your fingers and toes get wrinkly in the shower and nothing else?
Oh, I don't know about that. How long do you stay in the shower? That happens in the bathtub. But in the I don't know. You know, you can be wrinkly when you go in, and maybe not be wrinkly when you come out. Maybe there's something cool that might happen. I don't know. So hey, you know what I was looking for? Laugh at yourself.
Oh, that's easy enough to do.
It is the best gift ever to be able to laugh at yourself. To become more funny, you must never take yourself to be too serious. Laugh at yourself. Some of the heartbreaking moments you've had are, on the flip side, very juicy material for your humor. Personal tragedy stories tend to make people laugh. These real-life humorous stories allow you and your audience to laugh at your experience.
How can they be tragic and humorous at the same time?
An example is that tragedy when you forgot to carry your towel to the bathroom and your kids got home when you were still in the shower.
That's a tragedy?
Or when your wardrobe had a malfunction.
Well, that could be a tragedy.
No, I'm thinking even deeper than that.
Yeah.
Even deeper. I can tell you stories of tragic or unfortunate or sad things that have happened in my life, where I have absolutely taken them and twisted them and made funny stories out of what happened to me during the worst, deepest, darkest times in my life.
I don't think I want to hear them.
They're funny. They're really funny. And
I'm getting scared.
There are other comedians that do that, that talk about things that have happened to them.
Yeah.
And make it funny. And you sit there and you think, wow, they went through all of that and they're making it light and it works. So think about that.
So maybe it works for the people listening to laugh, but not for the person telling the story?
There's some healing that takes place when you can laugh at horrible things that have happened to you, believe it or not.
No, I'm having a trouble with that.
I know. It's true. Believe me, here
okay.
I am.
Okay.
Believe me.
All right.
Yeah.
What would happen to the sea's water level if every boat in the world was taken out of the water at the same time?
Every boat in the world taken out of the water at the same time, what would happen to the water level of the sea? I think it'd be the same.
How could that be? There's no water displacement.
So if the boats were just miraculously lifted, the water wouldn't be the same level?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Okay. Okay. And then I asked you a question. And you...
You ask a question with a question,
That's like if you're at the ocean and you take a cup of water and you pour it in the ocean, does it change?
With the ice?
The level of the ocean?
Yep,
it really doesn't because it's disbursement, right?
I just got lost in thought.
Oh, that's okay. See, that's funny.
It was in familiar territory. All righty.
Okay.
True or false?
True or false?
The Americans died, more of them, in the Civil War than in any other war in U.S. history. 1982 Falkland Wars took place in the Atlantic. The Battle of Hill 60 took place in the 19th century. Which one is false?
I think the first one is true about the Civil War. And I think what was the second one?
Falkland's War.
And the next one?
Battle of Hill 60.
I think that one's false.
The 60?
Hmm.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ooh,
you got it right. You got
good,
it right.
Good, good, good.
Because it was the 20th century.
No, and that's not why I think I got it right. I wish I could say to you, yes, I knew that. I knew that it was the 20th century. I knew that was just an error.
What did you think?
What did I think of?
Yeah.
What?
Why it was false.
Why it was false?
Yeah.
Because I knew A was true. The first one was true about mm-hmm. the Civil War. I knew
okay.
that. And so I had to guess on the second two. So, yeah, it was a guess.
Just kind of fell into place,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah. Is there an explanation?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Did
no.
you get them right?
No.
No?
No.
That's okay. That's okay. So before we go, we want to let you know that we're going to be having a special show, and it's going to be the game Password. Stay tuned.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.